Quranic verses in perspective.
In today's edition, we continue the interpretation of Surat Al-Anfal, verse 11. When he made the slumber fall upon you as a reassurance from him and sent down water from the sky upon you, that thereby he might purify you and remove from you the fear of Satan and make strong your hearts and firm your feet thereby. This verse tells of the story of the slumber. This slumber fell upon the believers before the battle, and it is a strange psychological state which could not have taken place without the order of Allah's destiny. The believers were afraid when they saw their small number in comparison with the danger which they confronted. A sleep seized them, and when they awoke, they were stable and at peace with themselves. A similar event occurred at the Battle of Uhud. The same fear was repeated, the same deep sleep came over the believers, and the same tranquility resulted. Sayyid Qutb commented that he used to pass over these verses and learn of this slumber and understand it only as an incident which had taken place. He continued, "When I was in adversity, a time came when my chest was pressed with worried expectation. Then, at the time of sunset, I fell asleep for just a few minutes and awoke like a new man, different than the one who had fallen asleep. My soul was at peace, my heart calm. I was immersed in a deep and absolute calmness, a calmness born of confidence. How did this take place? How did this sudden change take place? I myself didn't know, but at that moment I realized the story of Badr and Uhud. I realized then, with my whole existence, not only with my mind, I felt alive in my feelings, not only in my concepts. I felt it acting upon me and working. I felt all the descriptions in this verse, slumber, sleepiness and reassurance. All these participated in the establishment of transparent shades and filling in the background of the scene. When Allah states that He sent down water from the sky in order to purify the believers, remove the fear of Satan and strengthen them, this is another story of the support of Allah gave them. Ibn Kathir narrates from Ibn Abbas that the polytheists of Quraysh who came to defend the caravan arrived at the well of Badr and were about to secure it for themselves. The Muslims were thirsty and began to pray to Allah for water, for they were without water to perform the ablutions. They began to doubt, for the devil came and asked them how they were protected by Allah while the polytheists had obtained the water and they had to pray while not clean. Allah then caused the rain to fall, and the rainwater filled the valley, giving the Muslims water to drink, to wash with, and to give their animals. Therein lies the meaning of purification. This all occurred before the Prophet took the advice of one of his followers, Al-Habbab ibn Munzir, who advised him to change the position of the Muslim camp from the first well of Badr. He had asked, "O Prophet of Allah, is this position inspired by Allah, or is it a place decided upon according to the tactics of war?" The Prophet replied that it was a place decided upon in deference to the strategy of war. Then Al-Habbab suggested that the site was not the best and that they should move forward to the well closest to the unbelievers. Then the other wells could be damaged so that the believers would have water while their opponents did not. The prophet agreed, and they carried out this plan. The rescue by Allah of the believers by granting water was a double deliverance. Water in the desert is the element of life, aside from the fact that in this case it was the instrument of victory. The army which loses water in the desert will lose its spirit long before any battle. This psychological state was accompanied by a hesitation to pray because of the lack of water. Incidentally, at the time of the Battle of Badr, the practice of tayammum had not been instituted. This permission to cleanse oneself with sand or other clean, dry material was not revealed until the fifth year after the Hijrah. Thus, before the Battle of Badr, the devil came to the combatants under the guise of faith. Those who enter a battle in such apprehension and worry enter it shaken and defeated inwardly. They were, however, rescued by Allah, for as he revealed in verse 11, "And sent down water from the sky upon you, that thereby he might purify you and remove from you the fear of Satan, and make strong your hearts and firm your feet thereby." The spiritual rescue was achieved by the physical, and the souls of the believers were strengthened. Allah then ordered the angels to assist the believers thereby, offering still more moral support. This is described in verse 12. "When your Lord inspired the angels, saying, 'I am with you, so make those who believe stand firm. I will throw fear into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Then strike the necks and strike of them each finger.'" This was another unseen blessing of Allah. It was given to them. Allah inspired the angels and caused them to descend in order to make his prophet and his religion victorious. He inspired them in order to strengthen those who believe. Ibn Jarir commented that this strengthened the believers and their souls against their enemies. By these actions, Allah informed the believers that he was putting fear and humiliation in the hearts of anyone who disagreed with his orders and his prophet. The feeling that one is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels when one is fighting elevates the battle far above the mundane or normal. However, Sayyid Qutb commented that we should not occupy ourselves too much with searching for a wider meaning than exists within the Quranic text. For example, it is not appropriate to inquire how the angels participated in the battle, nor to inquire how many of the unbelievers were killed by the angels and how. The great fact is their presence. The actions of the Muslims on earth is a gigantic affair, and it is one which is worthy of the companionship of the angels. We as Muslims believe in the existence of creatures other than those which are visible in this life. These creatures are known as the angels, in Arabic al-Malaika, but we know no more about their nature than what Allah, their Creator, has told us. We cannot comprehend the way in which they participated with the believers in the victory of the Battle of Badr. Allah inspired the angels and he ordered them to strengthen and steady the believers. This they did because they do as they are ordered, but exactly how is unknown. Allah ordered them to strike the necks and each finger of the polytheists. This they did, but how is unknown, as it is outside our comprehension. Allah promised to plant fear in the hearts of the polytheists, and this happened, but how is unknown. In concluding this program, it might be interesting to cite the words of Sayyid Qutb. He wrote that detailed research into the form of these actions is not a differentiating feature of the serious creed of Islam. It is not the criterion of the active movement which resolves within this faith. These subjects were interests of Muslim sects and polemical discussions during later centuries, when people had stopped attending to objective interests and mental luxury dominated mind and souls. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.